any biblical characters whose name begins with N? Noah, not bad. She beat you to it, didn't she?
Nemesis.
I don't know that one, the Holy Gospel.
Neither do I.
Yeah. Any other N? Nathan. Oh, forgot about Nathan.
Naomi,
yeah. Finally heard it. Nicodemus.
Who's that?
I'm getting backwards.
Nico.
This is a D. Nicodemus.
Who's that?
I'm so glad you asked. Who is Nicodemus? How nice of you to ask. I'm glad you're interested. Nicodemus was a man who was a member of the Sanhedrin, the ruling party of the Pharisees, who were religious people. Religious people who didn't think that much of Jesus. They didn't think that he was the Messiah. But Nicodemus wondered. He thought to himself, I wonder about this Jesus dude. And so Nicodemus was afraid to go right there in broad daylight and hang out with the temple and say, so, Jesus, how's it going? Tell me a little bit about what you think about the world. Because he was a member of the Sanhedrin and he was there to protect the religious purity. So you know what Nicodemus did?
He wrote a letter.
He wrote an email.
Really? They didn't have you.
Hey, Jesus, what's going on? No, yeah, that's what we would do these days, right? If we didn't want anybody to know, we would write an email, but yeah. Not Nicodemus. Nicodemus snuck in to see Jesus at night. Hey, Jesus.
Who's there?
And Jesus said, who's there? Very well done. We didn't even practice that. He says, it's me, Jesus. Who are you? Nicodemus.
Yeah.
And he wanted to know...
Nicodemus
who?
He said knock knock.
Who's there? Nicodemus.
Well, Nicodemus who?
Nicodemus who is a good question. Let me tell you all about it. All right. Yeah, so Nicodemus wanted to know about what Jesus thought about things like the resurrection.
World hunger.
And not world hunger. He wasn't that concerned about that. What he wanted to know was, are you the Messiah? Are you the one who has come? And he came at night and he was so curious about Jesus. But he couldn't quite commit. He couldn't quite in daylight say, you are the one. And he goes away from there. And we will not hear about Nicodemus again until the very end of the gospel, when he joins with Joseph of Arimathea in preparing the body of Jesus.
So he's
a secret believer. He kind of thinks he likes it, but I'm not so sure that I can tell people in the daylight. And yet Jesus calls every one of us to live out our faith, not just at night, just not in secret, not sort of like, well, but to live our life fully, that Christ is alive and present. Well, that's not always easy in these days, is it? You don't go around saying, hey, what's that?
Yeah, what is it?
Nobody really knows.
What is it?
Same way with the Lutherans. Nobody really knows. But no, it's all about not so much that, but is that we belong to Christ. And that's the word that we can share in the daylight. No matter what kind of Christian we are, we can share in the light that we belong to God. Let's pray.
Great. We're not Christian.
Well, that's okay. We'll deal with that with the O's.
Okay.
Yeah. Gracious God, we thank you for helping Nicodemus and for loving him for who he is and loving us for how we are. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen.